So far, we've discussed 11 structures for students to have experience with in order to become proficient with addition and subtraction situations. As a reminder, join and separate problems can easily be modeled with counters and have a number sentence written that represents what is done with the counters, because there is action happening in the story. Part-part whole and compare problems cannot be modeled as easily, which means there is not one specific number sentence that can be written to represent the modeling, because there is no action occurring. So how are students expected to solve compare and part-part whole problems? Well, just because they cannot model the story itself doesn't mean they cannot model their solution strategy. The same is true for join and separate problems. There may be one number sentence that directly represents what's happening in the story, but another number sentence the student actually uses to solve the problem, because it makes more sense to them mathematically. The number sentence they use to solve the problem is a solution strategy.